We're learning Daf Chav Hey in Masechtas Krisis. We're starting from Chav Dal Adama Beis on the bottom. It says in our Mishnah about Egla Arufa. Egla Arufa is something that if you find a dead person between two cities, you're not sure which city is closer. So you do know which city is closer. You don't know how he died. You don't know, you didn't find the murderer. Whichever city is closer, they measure which city is closer. Every city is closer brings an egla, brings a calf, a young calf, and they kill it. They knock off the head in the Nachal Eson, in a desolate field. And with that, it protects them from any einshim for this person's death until they find the real murderer. That's the Lacha Egla Rufa. It says in our Mishnah that a egla rufa, before, if you find the murderer, before you chop the head off, then it goes lechulin, it's not asa bahana, the egla rufa is not asa bahana. So the Gemara, itmar, a regular egla rufa, imasai neseres, when does it become asa bahana? Rav Amnuna Omar Mechaim, even when it's alive, even before you chop off its head, it already is asa bahana. Rav Amalacha Arifa, only after you chop off its head, it becomes asa bahana. So Gemara says, Vishlam le Rava, we know when it becomes awesome. When you chop off his head, it becomes awesome. El Rav Amnuno says that it's mechayim. Meimer say, when, at what point, right, when you put it aside, at what point does it become awesome bahana? So Gemara says, Rav Yana, gavul shemati, but I want them heard a certain, you know, time frame when it becomes awesome. But v'shachachti, and I forgot it. My friends helped me remember, and they said, when you bring it down into this valley to chop its head off, when you bring it down the valley, that's when it becomes asa bahana. It means even while it's still alive, even before you chop its head off, when you bring it to the valley, it's asa bahana. How do I know my halacha? What's a riot to me? Rav Nuna says, asa mechayim, what's a riot to me? The Tanakh went to the Mishnah. This Mishnah is talking about oisai ve'espenoi. Inala shecht, a mother and its child the same day. So, what about a shechet paras chatos, b'shar niskol ve'egla rufa? Let's say you shecht a para aduma or a shar niskol, you shecht a egla rufa the same day as its son. You chayev for oisah espenoi or not? Or the same day as his mother, you chayev or not? Rav Shimon Pater, Rav Shimon holds your Pater, v'cham chayev, v'cham hold your chayev. Bishloima, so Rav Nunes says like this. We understand the shita of Rav Shimon and Rabbana. The Rav Shimon saw a shita sheni ruy lo yishma shita. Any shita that's worthless, it doesn't make it mutter to eat, is not a shita. And therefore, all three of these things, paras chatas, paraduma, is asavana, sharanisko is asavana, agarufa is asavana, because it's asavana mechayim. So if you shecht it, it's not worth anything. So therefore, it's not a good shita. Rabbana, and therefore, it's not a good shita, so then it's not no problem, yisar esbenai. Rabban, Amri Shchita Sheni Ruy Shma Shchita, but even a Shchita that's not worth anything is called a Shchita. So it's good. Rabban Nuna says, behold, like me. Eli Amris Lacha Rifa, if you know, it only becomes Asa Bana after the head is chopped off, so now when you're doing the Shchita, it's still alive. If it's still alive, it's still Mutta Bana, so what's wrong with the Shchita? Am I Pater of Shimon? Shchita Ruy is. Why should we Pater? The Shchita Ruy. Vechite, maybe you'll say, when I shechted, that is a Kiyam. That with that you are doing chopping the head off, and then it becomes asvana simultaneously. At the same time, when you're cutting his head off, it becomes asvana, and that's why it's not called shchita ruya. Chitim esav Rav Shimon egla b'shchita ksheira. You'll say that an egla rufa works without chopping its head off. Even works with a shchita. That's what you'll say. But now we learned in the Mishnah. The Mishnah says kosher b'paro, something that's good by paro duma is possible egla rufa. It's not good by egla rufa. Possible by para, something is not good by para, duma is kosh by glarufa. And the Mishnah explains, para is bishchita, is good. Barifa, psula, where you chop its head off by para, duma, it's possible. Eglarufa is the opposite. Barifa, kashera, bishchita, psula, where shchita is no good. So you see, shchita is no good, glarufa. So then it's shver. Why is it called shchita sheneruy? Why is it called a worthless shchita? Elamai must be, it's awesome mechai. Ishtik. So when Rav Nuna brought this raya, brought this raya against Rava. Rava was quiet. The boss of the Nafak, after Rav Nuna left, oh my time for Le'emile, I couldn't have a good tarot for him. Le'emile, Rav Shimon Sava, Egla Shchita Asa Kshera. Rav Shimon Takaos, this Mishnah's night, Rav Shimon holds the Egla Rufa, it works for the Shchita, makes it Asa Nava Shchita, and that's the case why it's called Shchita Shenruya. Don't ask me a cash for the Mishnah, maybe Rav Shimon argues on that. What's Pshat Rav Nuna? Rav Nuna Amalach Leinistamet Tana Des Nisminan Egla V'Shchita Kseira Tem Rav Shimon Hi. There's no Tana ever that says that Shchita works by Egla Rufa. We would have said it's Rav Shimon. Since there's no Tana like that, so it still supports my Shita that the only place you find that it must be, it's Asar Mechaim. Egla Rufa is even Asar Mechaim, because the only way it can be Shchita Shena Ruya. Amar Rava, Rava says, what's my right? Amar Aminilah, what's my right? The Tan says in Mishnah, it's our Mishnah. Egla Rufa in a cane. Says Egla Rufa is not like Asham Tali. And here, if you find out that it was no, you found the murderer, it goes Lechulin. Egla Rufa in a cane. Actually, Nerfa, before you chop its head off, Taitseva Terev Eda. So what do you see? It's not Asvano, because Asvano already, then it would still be Asvano. Similar to Asham Tali, that we say once it becomes Kaddish, it stays Kaddish. You need a mum. This is the Taitse speaks out. So, we're saying over here, L'chaira, if it's Asa Mechaim, so once it goes down, L'nachal Eison, it could be Asa, even before Arufa, it should say, Ad Shaloi Yarda L'nachal Eison, before it went to L'nachal Eison. Here it says, Ad Shaloi Nerfa, it's Mavuyer, that the only time it's Asa Bano is only after the Arufa. Yamas Mechaim, I take to Tere Eda, Itra, L'Mechaim, became Asa Mechaim. So, Rav Nuna answers, you know what I'll say? Tani, Ad Shaloi Nerus La'Arufa, not Ad Shaloi Mama, she had a rifa. Actually, nearest la rifa, before it became royal arifa. It means before it came down to the valley. So, Amar asked that. Amar seifa, Mishnah erfa. After gets the head chopped off, the kavim mekayim. You bury it in its place. So, it's mashal only after arufa. So, Gemara told him Mishnah nearest la rifa. You learn when it becomes royal arifa. Him came. Amar asked Amar seifa. Shal safik ba mitchila kipra sveika v'hachala. It says in the Sefer, the reason why, that's why I know it is, because it came and was v'chaper for a sofik. V'imechayim, just royu la'arifa, adayin le'kipra sveikasa. It's not a kapara on the sveika. So, it's shver. Shver. So, must be, it only becomes asur, only after the arufa and a kasha Rav Amnuna. So Gemara says, Tanoi, it's always Tanoim. You write our Mishnah sounds claw like Rava, but we have a different Brisa, it's Mefurish like Rav Nuna. That means the Brisa, the Mishnah before with Oysev Esmanoi wasn't a claw, right? Because he had read Rava's answer to that. But here we have a Mefurish of Brisa like Rav Nuna, the following Brisa, Tanoi. The Tanya, we learned in a Tanoi Rav Shmuel, is the one of the Gersas, Tanoi Rav Shmuel, Nema Machshir Mechab Bifnim. Bifnim, you have something called a Machshir, which is something that it's not mamash kapara, it's a machshir. It's like osham metzayra, which allows you to go back into the machna. It's called a machshir. And you have a mechaper. Mechaper fnim is a chatas, a osham. So now a machshir mechaper fnim, and then a machshir mechaper b'chutz. So something called a machshir b'chutz, which is the tzipayre metzayra, and a mechaper b'chutz, which is sar hamishtaleach, and egla rufa, called mechaper b'chutz, out of the base of mikdash. It's a kapara, it's out of the base of mikdash. The two kaparas we find out of the base of mikdash is sar hamishtaleach. This is sar you send down the mountain on Yom Kippur. And the Egla Rufa. So the Tanur Rav Shmuel says like this, Ma Machshir Mechaper. Just like both Machshir Mechaper and Mefnim also by Machshir Mechaper, they both have the same halachos. They have the same halachos. The Machshir is like Mechaper, the same din Osham. The Osham that's a Machshir, same din as the Osham that's a Mechaper. Af Machshir Mechaper and Mechaper. Same thing with Machshir Mechaper and Mechaper. Also Machshir Mechaper. And just like the machshir is also bahana, the same thing, mechayim, for when it's alive, it's a parameter are also alive from bahana, until you send one away. The mechaper of sar mishlech egla rufa also also mechayim. And that's the price it says. So you see klar that egla rufa is also when it's still alive, before you chop the head off. And this price is a raya to Rav Hamnuna. Zok the mishta vayta, nu mishta. It'll sound a little familiar because we had this idea before already. Rabbi Eliezer Omer, Misnadev Odom Osham Tali V'chol Yoim V'chol Eish Yirtza. A person could donate the Osham Tali any day or any time he wants. Could be on a Dava. Huay Nikro Asham Chasidim. He used to call it the Asham Chasidim. It's Asham Chasidim. You can do it any time you can be Osham Tali. That's what he held. Omer Lav Avavam Buta, that he wasn't mamish, he didn't hold mamish like Rabbi Eliezer. He a little different. Omer lav alav buta, shem misnadev osham tol b'chol yoyim, chutz ma'achim yom ha'kippurim yoyim echad. Besides for the day, every day, one a day he did osham tol, he couldn't do more than one a day, because he had a kapar already then. And the only time he didn't do was the day after Yom Kippur, because then he had a kapar Yom Kippur already, so he didn't bring any osham tol then the day afterwards. Omer ha'ma'in ezel yom nichali, if he left it to me, or he said maybe, I would bring it, because I hold this mamish on a dava. But they tell me, at least have a safik. So this is the second shita, really. Rabbi Eliezer says, you must not have every single day. This is Rabbi Eliezer told by Mambuta over here, whoever the Oymer Lai is, we don't know who exactly it is, Oymer Lee, whoever that is, they held it has to be at least a safik. It has to be a safik of error. The third sheet is Chacham Maimrim. Chacham Maimrim ain't maybe Oshem Tali Alav Shazoyne Karas or Chatas. The only thing you bring Oshem Tali for is something that is a Chi of Karas, and for Shagig is a Chi of Chatas. So, like the Mishnah Levite, Chai Vechatas Va'asham Mois Va'adoyim Sha'ova Aleimim Kapurim. If someone was Chai Vechatas, he did a Malacha on Shabbos, or he's Chai Va'asham because he lived with the Shivcha Charufa. And then it passed by Yom Kippurim. Sha'avalei Mekpurim. Chayav lahav l'achem Kippurim. He still has to bring the Ashram after Mekpurim. Yom Kippur doesn't help since he was chayav a carbon. Won't help and pat him from the carbon. Absolve him from the carbon. Won't help. Chayav Hashem is tluyim peturim. But if he's chayav Ashram Tali, means before Yom Kippur, he had a suffix, ate Shuman Achelev. Once he passed over Yom Kippur, he's part of him Ashram Tali. Mishaba b'yadu suffix averi Yom Kippurim, afilim chashecha. And even if the suffix averi happened on Yom Kippur, you won't have to bring Ashram Tali because a film chasecha part is called Yom Mechaper. Yom Kippur will still be Mechaper. Ha'isha she has a lechatasayi. If Ha'isha has a safik if she had a baby or not, and she has to bring a chatasayi from a safik, v'avolayim kippurim chayev aslavi achem kumim. You still have to bring the chatasayi after Yom Kippur, and it's not Mechaper, even though it's a safik. But that's not Ashram Tali. That's a different type of thing. That's not for kapara. M'pei shuhu machsheres lechem v'zvachem. Because this is machsher to eat bezvachem. That's what the point of this is. It's a hechsher to eat zvachim. Chatas ha'oif ha'baal ha'safik, because this thing is machshu di zvachim, it's not a kapara. Chatas ha'oif ha'baal ha'safik, im reshenim l'ka noida tekaver. If chatas ha'oif that was coming for safik, you made melika, then you found out, you realized exactly what it was, if it was a baby or not. So then, tekaver. After melika, it's too late, because you already shechted it, you made the malika when it was a safik, and it can't be eaten that way. The lach is you bury it. Zok to Gemara, my time of the Rabbi Eliezer. What's pshat in Rabbi Eliezer? Rabbi Eliezer says that a person could give a Ashram Talui at any time, make an adava. So what's pshat in Rabbi Eliezer? Rabbi Eliezer tells you this is pshat. Isak daitach chayvehi, if it's a chiv to bring Ashram Talui, and it's not an adava. So Masyadle, when you find out that you did aver for sure, am I maybe chatas? Why do you bring a chatas? Why do you bring a chatas? You already brought your chayva, you already brought your chi of carbon. El Shmami no Nadava, you must be it's only Nadava. Rabbanon, Oyla Shlam Huda Asu Benedav Nadava. Have a chatas for Asham Chayvanin. Rabbanon said, no, Oyla Shlam is a Dava. Chatas Asham is never a Dava, it's a Chayvanin. Asham told you, why is it a chayva? The reason why you bring it before, you know if you did avera, lahogin olav, to protect you from Yisurim. That Torah chas laguv v'shishol. Torah had rachmanes on the guf of Yisrael, wanted to protect them, so gave him a chance to protect them. So the chayva is not because it's a kapara. There's a chayva here to protect your guf from Yisurim. Therefore, you have to bring an Ashram Tali. That's the idea of Ashram Tali. Only if Achav read the Rav of Ashi, don't want Ashram Tali by Ka'il of Islam. Just maybe it's like Ka'il of Islam. My Ka'il of Islam, the Asu B'Chayiv of Asma Dava. Maybe it's something that comes as a Chayiv and a Dava. Ashram Tali Nami, the Asu B'Chayiv of Asma Dava, it come both. Amalai, no. Ka'il of Islam, Iker of Nadava Ksivi. That is the Iker parashas by Nadava, so it's possible in Nadava. Ashram Tali, Iker B'Chayiv Ksivi. The Iker is B'Chayiv, and therefore, it's not possible in Ashram Tali by Nadava. So, like upon the Chaykis of Liazna, Chamar of Lezer holds, you can bring Ashram Tali by Nadava, and Chamar holds, you cannot bring Ashram Tali. Bin a dava, it's only a chayva.